Welcome to the Goracom podcast, where investors discover great small cap companies. Thank you for taking a Goracom with you, and make sure to follow our podcast.
Did you know the blockchain gaming market, Betterment Web3 Gaming, is projected to skyrocket to an earth-shattering $614.9 billion as a market by 2030? Reporting from Agoracom, my name is Euphora. And if you now believe the future of Web3 gaming, you're to love this interview with Game On Entertainment Technologies, a next-generation fantasy sports platform that has partnered with some of the world's best sports leagues like La Liga to launch Web3 games that transform fans into superfans. More into his lib service, Game On is led by a diverse team of Web3 sports and entertainment experts with experience from the likes of Take-Two Interactive, Twitch, EA Sports, Dapper Labs, NBA Top Shots, and the Brooklyn Nets, all of which to make sure Game On isn't just talking the talk, but walking the lock when it comes to revolutionizing superfan engagement. And the growth has been unbelievable. 2021 was the year the company launched publicly. 2022, first revenues, $1 million adjusted revenue. 2023, already. Q1 to Q3 has got $2.3 million revenue, with Q4 already gone another $2.3 million in revenue booked already. And for 2024, they're projecting $11.5 million revenue, but 2026, $40 million in revenue. That's all thanks to partnership with the likes of La Liga, the world's most followed soccer league, which is launching in February of 2024, PFL, which is launching April 2024, and Karate Combat, which is already launched, in addition to the development of Gang, their next-generation fantasy games infrastructure. Lowry's partnered with Sportsology to bring in that $2.3 million of Q4 revenue we just talked about, as well as a total of $9.3 million over the next 5 years. Now here's George and Game On CEO, Nat Bailey.
Thanks, Euphora.
Nice
hey,
to be
Matt,
here.
How are you?
I'm good. Excited to be here. It's a new year. Happy New Year to you and the team, George.
Happy New Year to you guys, because you've hit the ground absolutely running. It's amazing what you guys have been able to accomplish, both from 2021 when you first just kind of launched and you raised your initial money, and but even just what you've done over the last 6 months. So here's what I want to talk about today. Yes, we're going to talk about your Q3 financials because you're up 455% revenue. I want to talk about your partnership with La Liga, and I want to talk about Sportsology. But before we do all that, there are going to be a lot of people watching this for the first time. So let's have a little kind of layman's discussion of what is blockchain gaming as opposed to, you know, Web3 gaming, which is what you're doing, as opposed to just regular gaming that we've all been used to over all this time, and why is it going to skyrocket?
So, I mean, in my opinion, Web3 gaming or blockchain gaming is just going to be gaming eventually. In other words, blockchain and Web3 is a way to add more benefits to traditional gaming. So a good example and what is ownership of the actual assets that you're playing with. For example, in Fortnite or any other game that you might play, be it on your desktop or computer, you buy things. You know, you buy these cosmetic items, skins, they might be called, that you put on your players, and you spend a lot of money. A lot of people spend a lot of money. We're talking billions and billions of dollars annually on that type of industry. Yet you do not own those assets. When that game, or if that game ever goes away, so do all of your assets that you paid for. So you're actually just renting those assets from the game. Blockchain provides a solution to that, in that, you know, you can buy a character in a game that's your character, can even look and feel like you. You might even be able to take that character and go and play another game that's completely different. So I just spoke about ownership there. I also spoke about interoperability. They are just two of the key ways that the blockchain can revolutionize gaming. And that includes fantasy gaming, fantasy sports, which we're focused on. But what's also important there is that, although we just spoke about the technicalities there, and, you know, especially investors care about that, most of the time the user doesn't, the person playing the game doesn't. So it's also our opinion that when we're marketing the blockchain to fans, we're not actually marketing the blockchain to fans. We don't talk about the blockchain. We don't talk about Web3. We don't talk about crypto, try and confuse them. We instead talk about the benefits of it, the ownership, interoperability, and so on, which is just two of many benefits of the blockchain. So that's what we're all about. Game On, our business, is built around that. We work with the biggest leagues in the world, like La Liga, PFL, Karate Combat, and many others that we'll be announcing soon, to launch Web3 fantasy games. So we will sell playable versions of the athletes in those leagues, and then US fans will be able to take those athletes and use them in the games. And based on how they're performing, you'll earn rewards, points, tickets, merchandise, cash, based on those real life efforts. So we're just ushering in the next generation of fantasy sports with big partners like La Liga. You can see behind me, we launched the marketing campaign this week that we're really excited about.
Yeah, by the way, when you talk about renting versus owning, that's a real problem, because I remember one of my sons had built this massive profile on Minecraft and had done all this work, put all this time and energy, and then something went wrong at Minecraft, some kind of glitch, boom, gone, because on the centralized servers at Minecraft, and he lost 2 or 3 years worth of work and all that effort, versus blockchain gaming, or what you're doing, and eventually just going to be gaming. You're right, you own that. That's yours. On the blockchain, it's confirmed. So yeah, that's why it's set to go to a $615 billion market by 2030. Now, a lot of people, so let's talk about your partnerships. There are going to be a lot of people that are going to try and pretend that they're going to be a part of this. GeorgeCom Gaming is going to come along and say, oh, we're a blockchain Web3 gaming company. And they're going to try and, you know, and lie their way to success. At the end of the day, you guys aren't talking the talk. You're walking the walk, and you're walking the walk with some of the biggest names in the world. Let's start with La Liga. Again, in layman's terms, what was about you guys that La Liga chose? Because I'm sure they must have taken a look at different providers, different solutions. Why did La Liga go with you? And today we saw this amazing tweet or X with soccer players and everybody talking about and promoting this partnership. Why'd they go with you guys, Matt?
A lot of it's relationships, to be honest. It comes from my background primarily. I've worked in sports for over 10 years. I worked for the Brooklyn Nets and the NBA and Barclays Center and the Harlem Globetrotters. And a lot of my former colleagues are now, while I went to the startup world, they kind of kept climbing the corporate ladder and are in VP and director and C-level roles at those leagues. So firstly, I'm going to them and doing deals. But there's a layer of trust that comes when you have that relationship with La Liga in particular. Boris Gardner is an advisor to Game On. I've known him for several years. When we started doing the Karate Combat stuff, he reached out and said, hey, there's something here, let's do it. We didn't push it. We didn't push that relationship when it was too early. We wanted to prove ourselves first, and we didn't even end up having to reach out to him. He came to us and said, let's make this happen. So we're leveraging relationships. These deals take time. They take years or longer sometimes. Sometimes they'll happen quicker, but they really are nurtured relationships. And, you know, and aside from that, they're excited about our product. They're excited at the revenue that we can generate for them, because we are sharing the revenue with them. They're excited that we can turn their fans into super fans. A big problem with sports leagues these days is that the kids just aren't watching like we do. I'll still sit down on the couch on Sunday football and watch three games back to back for 10 hours. But today's fan doesn't. The young fans coming through, they don't. They're still sports fans though. They're just consuming in a different way. And a platform like Game On's can help usher in that new generation of sports fan for leagues like La Liga. So that's why they work with us.
Give us a couple of layman examples if you can, because a lot of people watching at home or listening on podcasts, wherever they may be right now, will say, okay, I understand fantasy sports. I understand the cost of fantasy. There are different ways to do it. How are you guys different? What's your value add to what you do with the league? Give us just a couple of layman examples.
So first of all, it goes back to that ownership of Web3 and blockchain. So soon you'll have an opportunity to mint players. So every single player in La Liga, you'll have the opportunity to open packs like you would physical card packs, but now they'll be digital. You'll own them. They'll be avatars that represent the actual players in La Liga. You own that. So yes, you'll be able to use them in our game that I'll talk about in a second, but anyone else can create an experience around those NFTs. For example, La Liga might say, anyone who owns a game on La Liga NFT, you can use that as a ticket for this year's El Clásico. That might be a way, wow, a way that you get it. Another game developer might come along and create some other type of game, a simulation game or a trivia game or like whatever it might be that you can use those collectibles in. So they become a piece that you can use in various different experiences. Now, as far as our fantasy game, which will be the first application of that, you'll engage in the fantasy much like a traditional fantasy game, except now these players that you own are your pieces in the game. The game will differentiate a little bit from traditional fantasy in that it is match-based. So you'll be playing a fantasy game based on a single match, not a whole season or not even a whole match week. For example, Barcelona versus Madrid, you will need at least one of the players that are participating in that game to be able to play the game. That'll unlock your access. Then you'll go ahead and play a very finite 90-minute fantasy game that's more hyper-engaging, that's more real-time, more live. You make certain boosts and power-ups during the game. Then once that game finishes, the match finishes, the fantasy game is over and the leaderboards and points and whatever are tallied. So that's the basic experience. The types of prizes you'll be playing for include cash, VIP experiences, tickets, meet and greets with legends, La Liga legends, and whatnot.
What's important for people to realize, and they may not be clear, is that you're primarily providing the structure for leagues like La Liga and other leagues, Karate Combat, to use your software, right? You're not necessarily the game creator, even though you are doing that with the fantasy side. You're providing the structure, correct? So you're able to go to different leagues around the world and say, here's the structure we have for you, and it's working for La Liga. Is that a good way to look at you guys?
From a technology standpoint, yes, it's built in a multi-tenant way, which means we can go live quicker with new partners. But Game On actually owns the platform. Game On owns La Liga NFTs. Game On owns the bulk of revenue. And we're just sharing a small percentage of that, typically 10 to 20% with the partners. So we actually do own the platform. We own the product. We own the user. We're just partnering with the league to license their athletes, right, and their logos.
Yeah, because that's the magic ticket for me. For me, the way I look at it is you're able to come and give them a platform, the structure, and say, just kind of plug into this, and you don't have to worry about anything. Because otherwise, Matt, because you might have people at home saying, well, why doesn't La Liga just build their own? It's not that easy, right? Yeah, it's incredibly complex.
Yeah, they're in La Liga's in the sports business, the event business. They're in the sports business. They're not in the business of building games. So neither are any of the sports leagues. None of them build games. They work with partners like us for different types of games. Think of us like a toy manufacturer, except we're building games. La Liga's not going to go and make their own La Liga games. They'll work with a toy manufacturer to do that. And the toy manufacturer will give them a few dollars per sale on the side. That's exactly how we're operating here.
And you're not a one-trick pony. We're talking about La Liga because it is the world's most watched soccer league, or most watched league almost period on the planet. But you've got other great relationships that you've already cultivated. Plus, you've kind of shown in your presentations that you've got another major league contract that should be coming on. You got about six negotiation, tens of major leagues in the pipeline. So you've made significant inroads in a short amount of time, correct?
Yeah. Our partners right now, Karate Combat, La Liga, PFL. PFL just acquired Bellator as well, which will be the beneficiary of. So they are firmly positioned as the number two MMA league in the world now. And we will be announcing another one soon. Can't talk too much about how they are. They're in contract right now. We still need to close that deal. But then we have many more in the pipeline, you know, especially as we do things like we did this week, like launch La Liga. You know, that, like you mentioned, the video and post before, like that has, I think, by the time people see this, it's going to have hundreds of thousands of views, tens of thousands of retweets, tens of thousands of followers on the La Liga NFT page, as well as a lot of people in our Discord, thousands and thousands in Discord. When other leagues see that, it's validation. Then in February, we're gonna sell these playable avatars for La Liga. Again, more validation. And we're starting to get that inbound now from the big leagues who all know us already, some of them who know me personally from my prior work, that getting new leagues on board will be very easy, easier and easier as the year goes on, because you know these leagues, a lot of them like to be position themselves as the big innovator or the big first mover. But in reality, like most things, like a lot of investors as well, they're followers. You know, they want to see some validation in the market first. They want to see us launch with a La Liga, then they'll knock on the door and say, "Let's do this." So we expect a lot of that in 2024.
Well, you're definitely getting a lot of confidence from the Web3 world also, right? Because you got $1.7 million in funding for what you called two of the Web3 powerhouses, Lightning Capital and Dapper Labs, who together were effectively, you got a $1.7 million in funding there. And you've also got these non-dilutive grants. So one of those is from Dapper Labs. Another one, you know, was from Arbitrum. Then going backwards there, Hedera, and then going really back, Polygon. So you've got big Web3 companies who are saying, we like what you do. You know, we want you to build on our platforms, on our blockchains, correct?
Yeah. And those non-dilutive grants have been incredible. You know, we're talking seven figures in total in non-dilutive capital. Like, to be clear, what that means is they give us money. We have to build stuff on, we launch our games on their platform, but they don't get any equity. It's non-dilutive, which has been the utmost importance over the last couple of years in a tough market. Let's really protect the cap table and the share structure for investors. And those non-dilutive grants are the only way we could do that. That support is huge. The most recent Arbitrum, we're so excited about that partnership. La Liga will be launching on there. I think you can see the built-on Arbitrum in the background there. They are the number one layer two chain built on top of Ethereum. Their volume and total value locked is the best of all L2s. So very excited that a lot of their traffic and their consumers and their fans, their gamers, are going to come to our projects like La Liga.
And finally, quickly, I want to talk about Sportsology. We haven't talked about that yet. That's the development of game, $GAME game, next gen of fantasy games infrastructure, what you're calling it. Let's talk about that for 2 or 3 minutes, because you're already counting revenue about $2.3 million in Q4, and then another $1.4 million per year, up to $9.3 million guaranteed for the whole package. Let's talk about that for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this deal because we found a good partner that is kind of just getting started in crypto, just getting started in Web3 Sportsology. We met each other and both were aligned in what we wanted to build. They wanted to launch a token that served the gaming community and the game developers. And we wanted to find a token like that. And we also have the technical chops to build it. So the deal that we've essentially established is Game On will be designing and developing Game. Game will provide game developers like Game On a way to reward their users for playing, but also a way for fans to use a digital currency in the games. And for example, to get boosts and power-ups and improve your position in the games. So we are right now designing and developing that token. We will then launch it. Sportsology will launch and issue the token likely around Q2. Expected to be with a T1 exchange, for example, a Binance or an OKX. Wow. And then thereafter, Game On will use the token, just like some, just like any other company would use a Bitcoin or an Ethereum in their games. We're going to use Game Token, and we've got the first shot at using it. We've got the inside access. We'll integrate it into our games, like the La Liga game. For example, you'll be able to use Game to buy your playable avatars. You'll then be able to use Game to buy a soft currency that allows you to do things in the game and you know, level up your NFT, level up your avatar and whatnot. You'll also win Game in the game. So more on that soon as we ready for Sportology to launch that token in Q2.
Matt, when you first started with us a couple of years ago, you talked about how you're going to build an ecosystem. With this last element here of, you know, Game with Sportsology, it looks like you've gotten there. It's only the first week of January, so I can't wait to see what's going to come this month, this quarter, and the rest of the year. But until then, until we have you back, congratulations on what you've done, man, and looking forward to a great 2024.
Yeah, thanks, George. Two more things I just want to touch on quickly is that if you are like if there's a lot of investors now who are starting to think about getting into crypto, right? Especially with this, you know, ETF news, and it's going to be more accessible and all that kind of fun stuff. Get is a great way to do that indirectly. You know, if you want to get exposure to crypto, you don't have a wallet, you wouldn't know how to actually buy Bitcoin, right, or buy Ethereum. You know, Get is a great way to kind of get that and dabble in it and kind of get the exposure to it. What we've seen in the past in these crypto cycles is that the public markets tend to kind of rise with that tide as well, especially if the companies like us that are actually really in the thick of it. So, you know, we've been building in this space for a few years now through the bear market, and we've stuck at it. So it really is a great opportunity to get some exposure if you're interested in dabbling in Web3. So looking forward to the next update, George. Let's do this again soon.
Yeah, Get is definitely the proxy, right? If someone doesn't want to do all that deep dive into Web3 and blockchain gaming, you just buy Get, and then all the benefits are going to flow to the company anyways at some point, and then you don't got to worry about it. But you're participating without necessarily having to worry about the knowledge uptake and all that. But congrats, Matt. Thanks for joining us today. Can't wait to have you back.
Talk soon.
To everybody at home, you've been watching or you've been listening by podcast on Spotify, Google, Apple, your favorite podcast platform. To Matt Bailey, he's the CEO of Game On Entertainment. Trades in Canada under GET, G-E-T, and for our friends in the U.S. under G-M-E-T-F. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. See you next time.
Hey guys, this podcast is over. But don't forget to help your company by liking it or even leaving a comment. And then, don't forget to help yourself by following us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or on your favorite podcast platform, so you will never miss another one great Agora Gomez Small Cap Podcast.